Cameron Park is named after William Cameron, a businessman who moved to Waco in the late 1800s and eventually set up several retail lumber yards in the city. Cameron donated the park's 416 acres of land along with development funds more than a century ago.
It really is the crown jewel of Waco. It is a hidden secret that if you get a chance to visit it, it's totally worth your time.
This is Kim Jennings, a park ranger for the City of Waco Parks Department. Near the entrance to the park, a towering cascade of steps protrudes from the steep hill into which it was built. It's called Jacob's Ladder.
It's one of our cool features. If you come to Cameron Park, you got to see Jacob's Ladder.
Frank Curry grew up in Waco and spent time in the park during the 1920s and 30s. He was interviewed by the Baylor Institute for Oral History about his memories of the Cold Springs.
Proctor Springs, being able to go down there and get that cold water coming out of that hill and get in that little pool, and we could take watermelons down there in the summer and put them in that cold water and get them good and cool and break them open and eat. They had duck pens with exotic ducks in them for you to visit, and a little pool for them to swim in. It was just great to be in the park.
A substantial multi-million dollar bond project in 2007 brought much needed revitalization to the park in the form of pavilions, hiking and biking trails, and a complete facelift to some areas like Pecan Bottoms. More recent renovations include the addition of a riverwalk, which Jennings says provides the easiest way to access the park and its surrounding areas.
It's a paved trail. It goes all the way from the Farrell Center, past the stadium, through downtown by the suspension bridge, all the way into Cameron Park, and now it extends all the way over to Brazos Park East. That's paved and it's lighted, so people can go access that whenever they'd like.
Another key feature of the park is its extensive trail system, over 20 miles long. The trails cover many different types of terrain, since the Balcones fault line runs right through the park. The trails are multi-use. You might walk around a corner and see a mountain biker or an equestrian on some trails. There's even a Facebook group monitored by the Parks Department where you can check trail conditions and report problems.
All the trails are labeled, just like streets in Google Maps. You can drop a pin and you can see where you are and do the navigation to the other trails around you. So that's a good tool to have if you're going to venture off into the trails.
And each trail has its own varying level of difficulty.
A green circle is for beginner, a blue square would be intermediate, and a black diamond would be advanced or expert. And then a double black diamond is like super sketchy. So we're a big mountain biker destination.
That's because since Texas is relatively flat, the kinds of hills and drops featured in the park can't be found just anywhere. The trails are particularly handy for competitive mountain biker and educator Ray Lamb.
When I just want to go out and ride with my grandson or my wife, it's nice. There's easy places to ride. When I want to go out and train hard, do hill repeats, I can go up and down Erect or go up and down Highlander. So pretty much everything I need as far as a training area goes.
Lamb recently completed construction on his new house in Cameron Park, the perfect location with easy access to the trails he uses to train for competitive races, some of which are 1,000 miles or longer. When we spoke, he was preparing his equipment for a 3,000-mile trek from Canada to Mexico. To Lamb, the park is more than just a training ground.
I love it. I really do. I mean, it's close. It's pretty. Like I said, it's a great place. It's a great family place. Most people are like you and I. I always thought Waco was flat. You know, it's just a flat place. But really, Cameron Park has tons of elevation, and it's just really a pretty cool place, accessible for everybody.
In its 100-plus years, Cameron Park has seen and weathered many changes, but one thing that's remained is its beauty. Jennings says whether it's hiking, biking, fishing, picnicking, or just strolling, there's ample room for it all.
It's a really nice place to get away and enjoy nature and just enjoy the serenity of it all.
For KWBU, I'm Michael Incavo.